Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. That means it's time for our live local interview. I have a guest in the studio with me today, Kathy Ingallinera. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Kathy is on the board for the Sitka Homeless Coalition, and we are here today to talk about a new project, a continuation of a long project that's been going on for the Homeless Coalition.
It's been several years.
That's right. So, Kathy, I'd like folks to hear a little introduction. If you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do on the board and how you got into this this topic.
Okay. So I've been on the board for, 4 years now, maybe. And I'm a board member and also volunteer at several of the events that we do and services we provide. And I was an ICU nurse in Virginia for a long time, and I dealt a lot with homeless people in Virginia, and that's how I got involved when I moved here.
So tell us a little bit about your what you've learned about the homeless population in Sitka.
So we have not a huge population and not a huge problem like people think of the bigger cities like Seattle, where you can't walk down the sidewalk without tents everywhere. So we do have people. They're mostly locals. They've lived here their whole lives, and they often have mental health diagnoses, substance abuse, traumatic brain injuries, PTSD. So a lot of times they are people that can't really get a place to live, or they can't get the resources to find a place to live. Quite a few have jobs, part-time jobs, but it's hard to hold a job down when you don't have a place to call your own.
So you say they don't have resources, but part of the project that you're here to talk about today is providing resources and providing housing for folks.
Yes. So we most people are familiar. We have the Hikisani project, which is 12 housing units at the top of Jarvis Street. And we opened those in December. We have, I think, 9 people living in there right now, plus a caretaker. And that's been going really well. People are excited to have their own place to live. With this cold, wet winter we had, it was really, really awesome that people had their own door they could lock at night, keep their stuff safe, keep themselves safe. But we've broken ground on a community services building. And this spring and summer, we're raising money to complete the funding that we need for that.
So tell me a little bit about the design of the community services building.
Well, it's got a pretty good footprint. The ground's been broken. I think I haven't been up there in a while, but I know they're working on the foundation. It's going to have an apartment for our caretaker. So that will open up one more of our housing units for an unhoused person. And then there'll be a general area where there's couches, a kitchen. There'll be offices for our executive director and our social work kind of case manager people. And there'll be showers for people that might need a place to shower that don't have housing there, and washers and dryers.
So that would be in addition to what, at least the showering part, would be in addition to what's already in the existing housing, the new housing.
We're offering a place where people might be able to crash for 1 or 2 nights in our general community building in case they need somewhere to go. Yeah. So
this services building has the ability now, or will provide when it's built, the ability to provide some of these services, but you're providing some of these services already in the community in other locations.
Yes. So we have Tuesdays and Thursdays at the library from 1 to 4. Our two kind of case managers, Carla and Sadie, meet with people in the Gus Adams room to, for instance, apply for Social Security, Medicaid, a driver's license, find their birth certificate, fill out their PFD, whatever they need to do, apply for housing, that kind of thing. So that's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, let's talk about the case managers. So are they employees of the Homeless Coalition?
Yes, we have 3 employees. Michelle Snowden, who is the executive director, and then Sadie and Carla, who are case managers.
Okay, so they meet at the library with clients a couple times a week.
And people can just show up to get those services.
And it's a wide range of services. Mm-hmm. Then you mentioned applications for
Medicaid, food stamps, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what other kind of services are offered in the community that, that eventually will be in this new services building?
So Mondays and Thursdays at the laundromat, Sitka Laundry Center, I think it's across from the old McDonald's, which is our, we always use that as a place setter across from McDonald's. We have laundry and showers on Mondays and Thursdays from 8 to 11, and people can show up and do their laundry, take a shower. We have all the supplies that they need and the money. And then Tuesdays at Lakeside from 4 to 5, we cut off right at 5. If you come late, you don't get dinner, but we offer dinner at the deli. So you can stand in line, get some hot food or a salad, and then we'll pay for it on Tuesdays.
So the homeless population is bigger than you would be able to house in the facility that you have right now. So do you anticipate, does the Homeless Coalition anticipate keeping these services going in these other locations?
It's going to depend on a lot of things. I know we're also looking at making another set of houses after we get the community services building built, because there's still a need besides 12. We need more housing.
Well, let's go back to the community services building then. Again, you are raising money to help.
We need money, yes.
To help that. Where do you have a sense for where funding? There must be some funding already.
There is. And Michelle, if she was here, she would be able to speak better to that.
Okay.
I know that we're trying. We had an anonymous donor donate a $10,000 match for this month. So every dollar we raise up to $10,000, this person will match. So we have 2 more weeks.
Okay.
More or less.
What's the budget, the total budget for the building? Do you have
an
idea
for this?
It's a lot of money. it's more than $10,000 or $20,000.
Yes, it's more. We have quite a bit of the money. I think we need to raise $60,000 or $70,000 this spring and summer to get all the funding we need.
Okay. So presumably some matching funds.
Yes. Yeah.
Has there been community involvement in helping with construction or site prep or anything like that? Or is this all
done
through contractors?
A contractor, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if I don't know if I can say his name, so I won't.
Okay. Okay, so
he can drive up there and see his truck.
Okay, so you've got something going on in May. You're trying to raise money. And do you have a sense for where you are so far?
No, I wish I did.
It's okay. I'm putting you on the spot.
I know
this
you
morning.
Are. I know. I did hear good news yesterday is that we're having a barbecue June 27th, I think. Lakeside's doing that for us as a fundraiser again. And we have swag we'll be selling there. I learned the other day that swag is something different than swag.
So this has been going on for a while.
Yes.
I know that Lakeside has done fundraisers and events for the Homeless Coalition for a while.
Yes. And lots of organizations they raise money for there. They've been awesome.
So, Kathy, you're a member of the board.
Mm-hmm.
So the board is a pretty big group of people. I think
we need more people.
All local folks. Okay. And how big is the board right now?
Right now, I think we have 7. I tried to write the names down this morning while I was thinking of it. So Amanda Roberts is our chair. We have Mel Beadle, who's in Juneau right now. Joel Hansen from SAIL. Stormy Wayne, who people know around town is... Stormy with his kilt and his big cape. Maria Lovashuk, who's out of Juneau, and she's involved in the homeless community over there and their housing. Paul, whose last name escapes me, he's our newest board member, and he's on the fire department, but it's not the French Paul. And then me.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
So it sounds like a really wide range of skills on the board. So you've got, of course, you with... kind of the healthcare case management kind of side, but you've also got people with other
skills
as well.
And we have one member who was homeless. So we he's a very good contributing member.
Okay, if anyone's interested in being on the board or contributing to help with the construction of the community services building.
And
giving us money. Where would they go for that?
Well, our website is sheltersitka.org. It's all one word, no www, just sheltersitka.org. We're also very active on Facebook and Instagram. And people can reach out to me. This is Kathy at 907-738-2393. Because
okay,
I'm retired now, so
you have all the time in the world
all the time in
to
the
help
world.
With that. Well, we absolutely appreciate your service and your dedication, because I know you've been doing this for a while, and it's an important issue for you and an important issue for the community. In case you just joined us, we've been speaking with Kathy Ingallinera. She is on the board with Sitka Homeless Coalition. We've been speaking about a couple of things: the existing housing that was just built, finished in December, but also new, I need to not use an abbreviation, community services building. That is, the ground has been broken, but there's some fundraising to do and obviously construction to help provide services for the folks that will be and are now in that housing. For more information, sheltersitka.org, or you can call Kathy directly at 907-738-2393. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Peter.
Oh, and don't forget, look out at Lakeside towards the end of June for an event there.
We'll be advertising, yes. It'll be fun.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.